No, not crows from Haggerston Castle. It's 10:30 a.m. on Thursday the... Oh my goodness, where is it? Is it 17th? I think so. 17th of October. 10:30 a.m. I'm in the garden, back in the garden, when I should have actually been still below the rookery in Haggerston Castle. But... I'm not. And I revealed that in my final travelogue audio boo that I posted up last night. Just a mix-up. A mix-up of dates. We thought we were going Friday to Friday, and instead it was the previous Monday till Monday there. So we came home on the right day. We just didn't go down on the right day. Put it down to an experience. With no blame on any half. I should have double checked long before, and of course we would have resolved that position. But so there you go. It happened. But back home. I'm standing here in the garden, and it's just very slightly raining, but late afternoon yesterday the rain came on, and my goodness, was it heavy. It was absolutely stooshing down. Everything was splinging. Yep, some Scottish words. Let's just say that it was really heavy stuff for a long while. It rained through the night. And to think I'm standing here just now, and a little while ago, as I had my coffee, I was listening to a lady over there in Scottsdale, Arizona. Her tag is at Tricia Hoyt. If I spell this right, it's T-R-I-C-I-A-H-O-Y-T. I may have got that wrong, but probably close enough. And I was... sent a link to Trisha's audio boo. I follow Trisha, but she doesn't do, you know, she doesn't really record a lot. But I just love to hear when she does, especially since she's got a lovely Irish lilt. But she was talking about being able to go outside to her rear garden by the pool and have her coffee and not be dehydrated and blitzed by that tremendous sun they get over there. And it's a time of year where she can get out. And I thought it's quite ironic that at this time of the year, when we're all probably getting in or under shelter or whatever, that people over there are just beginning to get out their homes due to the weather being below 100 degrees. My goodness. So back home, long lie, yes, even longer lie yesterday morning. So not anything planned for today. The weather's not to be very good anyway. We had planned to go some day trips because we'd lost out on the holiday. But as far as we got yesterday, we're down to Falkirk. And today, probably a lazy day, and we'll see what happens over the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But anyway. So, in one way, I'm sad that I'm recording this from here. And in another way, I'm glad that I have a garden of my own to stand here and record. I say record, but I just mean think, really. Just think out loud. You know, as I say, holidays are only holidays if you've been home. You can't go on holiday unless you've been at home. So, looking forward to the next one, which will be in about, when? Yeah, probably March, April. Oh no, I think we'll have to do something before then. Or certainly it will crack up. It's a long haul through our winter. strange thing is, even with all this rain, it's incredibly mild. It really is. It's just not as cold as it should be for this time of October. I come home to and I notice that I have one single solitary leaf left on my beautiful ivy, and it's the one right by the door, and it's clinging on for dear life. It's the last. I don't know if that's any significance, that it's hanging on by the door. I try to avoid it as I go in and out in case I knock it off. But anyway, so we all make mistakes sometimes, don't we? No, we all make mistakes all the time. Every day we make mistakes, let's face it. Very calm this morning. Lots of bird song. Oh, and we've made a pact. Yes. Not to put the news on. Every time I go on holiday, I never put television on in the morning for news or radio for news. Never, ever. And so we did the same this time. And when I came home, I said, I just made my mind up. I said, not going to put the news on at all. Avoid it. And we have avoided it for the past 2 days. Yes, it's hardly a landmark move, is it? But because it's not the one to avoid the news for news sake, is because so much on the news just winds us up and we end up getting angered, ired, upset, and end up discussing or talking about things that we're, you know, and saying things. And it's all reactionary, really. And so if we don't have that news, it'll take that reactionary aspect of our lives away, and maybe we'll be better souls for that. We'll see how it goes, but let's hope so. It's better not to go through your day griping and groaning and moaning about things, isn't it? Air is lovely this morning. It has that strange but that humid smell about it. It's incredible.